Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquenensai, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called The Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around sacred destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Aquarius, hello. Right, let's have a look at this. What do we have for you? You can see me pulling the cards on the screen if you're watching this, if you're not listening as a podcast. Right, the first and foremost, the card that comes up from the Imbolc Seasons of the Witch deck, one of the signs yesterday got it. I don't remember which one. Maybe it was Capricorn, but you're the first one. It's only you and Pisces left, so I'm doing you guys today. And it's a wonderful card. You're coming in with this energy. Works perfectly with that New Beginnings card from the Sacred Destiny Oracle. We have Antlers. And what it says on it is, allow the magic of who you are to be seen by the eyes you keep. Very wonderful way of putting that. You are enough, my dear. Take ease in receiving. Now, I want you to consider this as well in terms of, did you see the card that fell out, if you were watching, was the Five of Pentacles. The advice here is the Six of Pentacles. That is receiving. So this can be, we might have shame around receiving. We might have guilt around receiving. We might take pride in being able to give. So be very mindful of that. I know that's been a massive theme in my own life. I've shared it over the years. My own journeys around that. Saturn's in the second house, right? So for Aquarius in Pisces. So there may be themes around this of receiving, but you're coming in with this. So we've just come out of second house transit. Now we're in our third. Aries is third house of Aquarius. Let me read this to you. The keywords, receiving gifts, once in a lifetime, you are enough. And it says, seeing a white stag is said to be an incredible gift. This brings an omen of good fortune for those lucky enough to receive this incredible sight. Receiving the antlers card is likewise a wonderful gift to remind you that if something is being offered to you, it is because you're worthy of receiving it. You have the right to accept every good thing you experience without needing to diminish it. And as I said in the Aries cheat sheet, without needing to justify it. Don't need to justify it. That's my big thing. I had a talk with a friend today about that as well, who's not an Aquarius, but they were trying to share something and they couldn't. It was about, you know, how big something is within us and we can't explain it. And I said, but you don't need to explain it. Like, all you must need to convey is that you feel something big. And this kind of justification theme, I'm on that. I'm on the case of that. I can feel it coming up massively. So remember that. You don't need to justify receiving something. In fact, it is considered poor taste to turn gifts down in many cultures. So imagine how someone might feel if you disagreed with the compliment they've given you or said no to something offered in genuine kindness. The situation you've inquired about is safe to say yes to. And more than that, you are encouraged to embrace it with welcome arms. This may be a once in a lifetime opportunity. Know that of the billions of people in the world, you are the one chosen to receive this opportunity. Meet this person or have this idea. So don't question your worth. Let me say that again. Know that of all the billions of people in the world, you are the one chosen to receive this opportunity, meet this person or have this idea. So don't question your worth. You are more than enough, just as you are. I kind of said this about the Aries season readings. They've all been, I mean, it's the end now, so you're the 11th one that I'm doing, and then Pisces will be the last one, the 12th. They all feel a bit pep talky, right? And it makes sense, because that's the most that anyone can really do for us in Aries season, because it's about who we are, and only we know who we are really, and how we show up from that. And that's why I did all those questions, what prevents us from showing up as we are. So we have here new beginnings. Now, it's a profound new beginning for Aquarius, because Aries is third house for Aquarius. I mean, that's why Aquarius can be so blunt and so direct with ideas and the way that they communicate sometimes with truth, in quotes. So be very mindful of this, that when we change the way we think, especially in air sign, change the way you think, of course, everything feels new outside of that. So coming in with antlers, and where we're headed is towards a new beginning. Now, you can apply that once in a lifetime opportunity to Pluto and Aquarius, right? There's many signs, many people that will never in their life experience Pluto crossing their sun. They just won't experience it. Or they won't experience Pluto crossing their ascendant, right? Whatever you have, or their moon or whatever. It takes Pluto about 250 years. Give or take a few years, to go around the whole zodiac. So most people won't experience this. And you can see it as a gift and an opportunity, or you can see it as a curse, right? But hey, the weekly that I did for this first week of Aries season, the crossover from Pisces to Aries, was the gift of the curse, right? So remember that. New beginnings. Radiant sunrise is this card, beautiful card. Love the colors on this. And this is what it says. The sun is the most profound symbol of life itself, large enough to fit 1 million Earths inside it. In ancient cultures, the largesse of the rising sun represented hope and the understanding that life begins again, fresh and new. Responsible for the climate and weather of the Earth, it is the symbol of birth and rebirth. And we've got the planet of birth and rebirth in our sign, right? It can also represent resurrection and a time of profound spiritual awakening. It symbolizes the end of darkness and the beginning of light, and an initiation. Initiation is a wonderful word for Aries season, an initiation of a whole new cycle. The sacred landscape wants you to know your life is expanding in profound and wondrous ways. New experiences and ideas are emerging, and that's a big deal. Like new ideas, I think, really. Vitality and wide open opportunities are at hand. Seize the day. This is a perfect time to begin that new project or give birth to an emerging idea. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Anything and everything is possible. Good fortune awaits you. The rising sun is the ultimate symbol of the yang principle, expanding power and activity. You are radiant and luminous. There is a glow within you that can be felt by all. And I want you to consider this. Aries is a fire season, right? And you can see all these wands coming up here, all fire energy. So if you have an idea, if you have a feeling, if you have whatever it is that's going on, it's time to act on it. That's how that new beginning comes about. And I love that you guys got zebra. Because check out the keywords of zebra. Eccentric, creative, visionary. That's Aquarius. Aquarius is the visionary. It's a fire element card though. And it says, zebras are the most precious of gems. They are young at heart, well-cultured, and have an undying curiosity about life. Being in the company of a zebra personality not only is a delight, but also opens our minds. Be prepared. Their potent magic is contagious, and you may soon find yourself in a faraway land, expanding your worldview while having a blast. One can hope, right? Zebras also like to contribute to the global health through environmental or volunteer work. This card may be a hint to pack your bags. When in balance, wildly enthusiastic, fashion forward. When out of balance, jaded, pouty, vain. To bring into balance an epic adventure or art. Now, I know it's fire and I know it's zebra and it's talking about faraway lands. It's got a very kind of sad feel to it, which to me, that speaks of Aquarius's 11th house, right? And especially with the Two of Cups coming up here. Support, relationships, whatever you go forward to do now. I mean, think about it. This is the difference between going backpacking by yourself, which, hey, nothing wrong with that. There's loads of things that I'll actually by myself. Or to do them supported by others, like working with other people. And that's a big deal here. Especially, I want to say this. So we got that Five of Pentacles at the beginning. We got the Five of Wands in the past. We got the Five of Cups in the underlying. This is all coming out of chaos. It's all chaos. And I've seen the fives a lot. In these readings. And what do I always call them? Agents of chaos. We've just come out of the season of chaos. And there's a kind of fatigue around the chaos. I'm not going to lie. Let's see. I'm going to get clarified as I go through this. But hey, I mean, what there is a fatigue around the chaos. Something needs wrapping up. But you got five of cups, five of wands, four of wands coming up with that five of cups. So whatever chaos you've endured or done, whatever, that's your foundation of how to move forward now. But if you can navigate that kind of chaos, then you can navigate anything, really. And in this Five of Cups, and I wonder if this is about giving credit where credit is due. It can be very easy, and I've heard a lot of people, not just Aquarians, I've heard loads of people, myself, I've said this, of, you know, people are this and people are that. And it's like, no matter what was going on, if we've ever opened up about what's going on with us, there will have been someone who listened to us. There will have been someone who they may not have known what to do or been able to help us, but they at least lent an ear or gave a shoulder to cry on or something. And I think we're not us, but in general, human beings, it can be very easy to only focus on what has been lost or what is missing, the support that isn't there and not the support that is. So you see these two cups on the windowsill. We're coming in with these two cups that no one's really noticed, or she's not looking at them. She's mourning the loss of what's gone, the regret, the missed opportunities. Those two cups are very present here in the present, right? So we see them coming up here. We'll get to that. So that's very significant to me looking at this reading. Let's start off with that Five of Wands in the past though. Excuse me, bloody hell. Right. What have we got? All right. Spectacular. I mean, also looking at the numbers, thinking why the cards aren't coming out. We've got 4, 5, and 6 coming up. And in fact, even with this, the Six of Swords, they had a Six of Swords feel to it. Moving forward, it's third house, right? So this does feel more at the very least in our minds. Like, you can physically get up and move to the other side of the world, doesn't mean it will change shit for you, right? If you're still going to engage with it the same way, speak the same way, have the same rules around communication and what you do with information. So there is that that comes up. That's got, even though it's fire. There we go. I knew something was going to come up here. So we've got the Five of Wands and the Queen of Pentacles. And I kind of feel like this is challenging yourself or challenging. Five of Wands is a challenge, right? Pulling out some new moves there. It's an agent of chaos. It's a healthy competition. It's where we recognize, I said this yesterday to someone actually, that, you know, showing up fully as yourself. Whether that's good, whether that's bad, without the need to justify, and even to yourself, right? If you can, it becomes instinctual. That's what Aries is. It's the instinct. And we can change our instincts. We can notice what we're doing. But we must give ourselves the permission, as you, if you want, to be able to be ourselves. So if you are yourself and you come forward and say whatever, that's how you honor your the person in front of you. That's the Five of Wands, right? It's that honor that you have amongst warriors, and you show up and you pull out your best moves. You pull out whoever you are. You know your intention. You know what you value. You're coming. You're holding space and coming from a place of what you value about doing things a certain way, not about what you want the other person to feel, think, whatever. That's manipulation. But honestly, as an expression. Now, when you express yourself clearly and openly, in one way, that is the highest form of empowerment that you give to other people. It's the most respect and the most honor that you can give. When you're not trying to manipulate someone's behavior, by that I mean not thinking for them, not saying, oh, I'm going to say this way so you don't get, I'm going to say this so you don't get offended. Or I'm saying this and I want you to understand this from that or react in this way. That is manipulation. That is not honorable behavior. And so there's a kind of sense here of having done the opposite of that, which good on you if you've been doing that, which is challenging yourself to show up more authentically and from what you value, from what you're holding space for. And it could be around a cause, you know, that Zebra card did talk about a cause. It didn't go well, right? And not always has gone well because you look at, excuse me, the Five of Cups. And I could. This is my whole life, right? Most Aquarians would say this is your whole life. And there's this dance, right? You come out, you do your little dance, and people are like, oh God, not this, right? And then disappear. They might not disappear. They might have gone off to, why did that just, something weird going on with my mic, guys. So I hope you can hear me okay. I just saw it kind of like totally blast out. Anyway, you'll know what I mean. So just hopefully you can hear me. It looks like it's okay. But I've had, you know, we do that dance, we come out, we do a little dance and people disappear. And they might not have disappeared because they're offended. They might be off to go think about it. They might react in a different way. Like, we can't think for other people. That's the main part here. This is about showing up authentically from where you are. But there is regret. Regret, missed opportunities, loss coming up here. But like I said, it's half the story. We're only looking at the support we don't have. But the Four of Wands is saying, hey, celebrate how far you've come. Celebrate that you did this. If you've been trying this, good job, right? Good job that you've been trying it. But it's a foundation for where you go next. And I'm just going to say this. This is a foundation for connection, mutual support, mutual support. Because I think a lot of the time, it's not just about being performative. That's very Leo, right? I'm not saying all Leos do that. But the shadow of Aquarius is going to... The shadow of Aquarius is the shadow of Leo. That's where I think most signs come from. That we do the shadow of the opposite sign. And so it can be kind of performative. Like, hey, I'm doing this. Why are you not understanding me, appreciating me, or doing whatever? And where's the mutual support? Do we appreciate other people? Are we coming into situations from that place? It's something that we must ask ourselves because the Two of Cups is here. Let's get some clarifiers. What have we got for that Five of Cups? You know, I've seen the Ten of Wands and the Nine of Wands a lot. It's because there's so many themes around letting go, forgiveness, moving forward, like dropping the burdens. Why do we keep doing that? Why do we keep carrying that burden for others, right? And this, I mean, this could also be the shame and guilt. It can be where we take responsibility. I know myself, this was end of Pisces season. I had something that came up around this, which was, it's not my responsibility for other people to feel good around me. It just isn't. That's not my job. Right. Hopefully, I would like people to feel good around me. I would love to be a positive, to be a sunrise, right? I would love to be that. I'd love to be something positive in people's lives and stuff. But there is absolutely no way on earth that any single person can be that for everyone. Look at the zebra, right? So you see this kind of black and white of it. And I always think that when I look at the zebra, the black and white lines of it. Nothing is that black and white, right? And even when I've had a lot of this, there was this guy, someone sent me the video and they asked me, like, what do you think of this? And the guy was talking about the forces of good and evil. It was just like a spiritual teacher. I only watched a few minutes, so it wouldn't be fair of me to criticize him or whatever. But I was just very honest with the person. I said, that's not me. This was back in Aquarius season, actually. And I said, that's just not the way that I see the world, that I just don't think there are forces for good and evil, right? If you want to look at it that way. But we embody both of them. And until the only way to win that war, right, or to do whatever, is to be able to hold both. I think that the more righteous we see ourselves as, the more good that we kind of portray ourselves as, or I'm a positive, I'm a force of good in the world, I'm a light in the world, then we strengthen that outside of ourselves. We will perceive more evil and darkness and whatever. Like I say a lot of the time, it's not so much about that, we should be like kumbayaing and everyone hold hands and can't we all just get along. The only way to do that is to recognize that we all have the black and white, the dark and the light within each of us, right? That every new beginning, I mean, think about it on Earth, and it's a very cliche kind of way to describe it, but wherever the sun is rising, right, on the planet, there's somewhere else it's set, right? It's the Earth is moving. So all things, all times, and they exist everywhere on Earth. And that's the understanding of this. How can the sun rise? Something would be very wrong, right? This talked about Earth, but something would be very wrong if the sun was rising everywhere on Earth at the same time. How would that happen? So consider this into, and I don't say that to complicate things, I say that to simplify them. That all you can do is open up, be, and you do receive gifts when you open up. You open up to receive more when you give more. That's this. That's the Six of Pentacles that comes up here. But the regret and the loss and the miss, it might be the burdens that you've carried. This might be that moment where you think, oh shit, why have I been doing that? Why have I been carrying this for so long? So give yourself a moment. Never deny that Five of Cups. It's there to be acknowledged. We all feel regret, loss, lack of support. But by acknowledging that feeling, that's how we know how to go forward. I don't know if you guys remember last season, I was talking about this with everyone. I said to Aquarius, remember, I said, do the Aquarian thing, feel it fully, then step away from it and look at the feeling, right? That is a superpower of Aquarius. And it's something that I think we get shamed for. Really interestingly enough, I was watching a video about unshaming the signs or something. I think I only watched Aquarius, Scorpio, and Sag. I accidentally watched Scorpio and I watched some of Capricorn. I have to go back and revisit that. And that's part of it. That apart from the for Aquarius, it's that that we can be detached, or like, why shouldn't we be? The onlooker sees most of the game. So why would we not want to take that step back? Why is that a bad thing? Why are we shamed for it? Now, of course, if anything done in excess is an awful thing, right? But this is about if when we understand our own cup, our own feelings, then we are actually able to be there more for other people, and we can allow other people to be there for us. So I think that you are aware of the burdens that you've been carrying and why you've been carrying them. Let's see what that Four of Wands. We've got Mercury here. I'm kind of excited for this. I say excited. I'm kind of excited about this Mercury retrograde in Aries. First of all, I'm glad that it's in a fire sign. I do not like Mercury retrogrades in earth signs. If you guys heard me whinging on Discord about it all of last year, not a fan of Mercury retrogrades in earth signs. I mean, that still beats Mercury retrograde in water signs, but anyway, if you kind of look at this with the magician and that four of wands, this is a new way of creating. This is an understanding of the knowledge that you have, an understanding of the tools that you have. Like, everything's kind of changed now. So you're at the precipice of a new beginning, but it's one that is self-directed. It comes from you. And so if we're looking at receiving, what is he receiving? Downloads, right? Awareness, communication. The thing with the magician is that, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without. He transmutes the energy. He's a channel for whatever it is. And if you think about, no, I'm thinking about electricity and lightning and stuff, that being a conductor for that kind of energy, some things can't be. You know, some things just neutralize it. Like, it doesn't, it won't conduct it, it won't take it into something else. But you are a lightning rod. Like, you're the conductor of that. That of whatever download that comes in, whatever awareness, you talked about spiritual awakenings. How do you direct that out? Now, we can, of course, that you don't want to start something new and say, it's not fair. I don't have the right support. I don't have the right group. I don't have the right community. People aren't there for me. No one listens to me and does whatever. You may surprise yourself this season by who does. And also be aware, because we're coming in with this theme of Mercury here, Mercury's retrograde in Aries this season. Just be mindful that of looking at, you know, what am I, how am I communicating this? Is there a different way that I can say this? That I've got a good foundation of how to create and what I'm saying and what I'm transmuting, but there is a different way to do this. And if you're open to it, you may see it this season. You got the Nine of Wands here, it's a Sagittarius card. Something needs to be wrapped up. Like, you know, what needs to be wrapped up around this for this new beginning to happen? Three of Cups. It came up for Leo. In fact, check out the Leo reading. I'm gonna say that to Aquarius. Check out the Leo reading. Because part of that acts, it's. I announced this on the Discord server yesterday that, you know, I always have an obsession with different signs. I've had obsessions with Capricorn, Cancer, Pisces, like the most recent ones. I low key have, well, it's not a low key, I have an obsession with Leo at the moment. And it's interesting to me because a lot of Leos have stepped up and said, oh, I'm here. What do you need to know? I'm in my Leo-ness. I'll show you. And it's like, and I made it, I said to one of them yesterday, I was like, no, it's time for me to connect with my Leo-ness, right? And for Aquarius, I think all Aquarians do that. The knowledge that Aquarius has comes from all of the signs. So by understanding and finding those parts within ourselves, maybe having them in your friend circle or whatever, I've loved loads of Leos in my life. That's how you begin to learn the lessons from that or incorporate that superpower, as it were. So the reason I'm talking about checking out the Leo reading is they got a lot around support, what support means to them, how they support now. And you've got support here, you've got support here, lack of support here. So themes around support are massive here. So two things that come up with this. One, fatigued, tired, around a group of friends, community, whatever it is, right, that comes up there. It's going to come back down to you. It's going to come back down to your thoughts and how you channel this. I'm just saying that, right? I know sometimes people look to me to help them to assign blame. I don't do that. I don't do that in my own life, so I'm not going to do it in a reading. That might be the case for you, but I want you to consider this, right? Even if you found yourself stuck in a group or a situation that isn't working for you anymore, and you know you're going to have to leave it, right? Whatever that situation may be, a kind of group at work, and you're like, I don't want to be in this kind of team because they just talk shit about everyone. That's not where I come from. Like, you know, whatever it is that comes up for you, you keep your eyes on the prize. You keep your eyes on your own destiny, of your own new beginning, of where are you going. But something needs to be wrapped up with this Nine of Wands. And the Three of Cups is our networks of support. Let's get one more for that. I know what I was talking about, electricity. Look, we've got the tower now. Let's get one more. Actually, I'll get one from the other deck. The other thing around, look, the focus is on the Three of Cups, but in the present, we're dealing with the Two of Cups. There's a big difference between Leo and Aquarius. The biggest difference is this, right? And both of them can hide in this way. Both. I'm not criticizing, and I think we all do this, right? But I've noticed it. So a lot of Leos that I know, they don't like to do big groups. They don't like to do communities. They don't like to do any of that kind of stuff, which good luck to Leos, because they're supposed to be us and we're supposed to be them, right? As we're switching it up with Jupiter moving into Gemini. And so what they like is one-on-one. They're like one-on-one quality, you know, what they would consider quality interactions. But I've always said to them, is that because then you have the undivided attention of your audience, which is the other person? Whereas if there's a group dynamic, you don't get to shine as much, right? Because a lot of them would say they're shy. I'm a shy lion. I only like to be with one person. And they're probably right, right? We see reality as we need to see it to support our story, to justify our actions. So they like one-on-one interactions or intimate situations, and whereas Aquarius, right, would be more comfortable in a group dynamic. Like, they don't have a lot of friends, but I don't mean like, you know, just having loads and loads of friends, but in a group or community, that is Aquarius, that's Aquarius energy. But if you think about both of them, it's more comfortable, it's what's more comfortable for them. So is Aquarius going more to a more intimate connections and one-on-one, and is Leo going into more group dynamics? I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not trying, and it's going to be based on each person. They're an ambassador for that energy. But there is something that comes up with this three of cups. We're focused on Three of Cups, but what's coming up is the Two of Cups, which is one-on-one. Wow. So that's coming up for the Tower, the Ace of, bloody hell, Ace of Wands. Right, so I want you to consider this now. We've got the Ten of Wands there. I said this to Sag. You might have loads of ideas, loads of reasons, loads of like, I've got this going on, I've got that going on. At least 9 of them have to be dropped. Like 90% of whatever's going on, 99%, I would say. You need one. Pick one. And this can be a massive epiphany. This could be a new project. This could be that spark. Whatever that is. And it leads you forward. But the way this reading feels to me is less about what is coming in, what the spark is, what you do with it. And it's more about being open to that. How do you remain open to that? How do you keep moving forward? How do you allow the magic of this? But remember, it says allow the magic of who you are to be seen. Excuse me. So do that in whichever way is comfortable for you, whether that's one-on-one or in a group, but it is about showing up more. Let's see what this Two of Cups is saying down here. I mean, bloody hell. Look at his card. Do you see him? He's butt naked, all hanging out. Start with one person if you have to. But it is about being completely seen, Aquarius, in a way that you probably haven't ever been seen in your life. Now, to be seen, you must be willing to show. And the problem with the Queen of Pentacles coming up here is that sometimes, yes, she's all about value and worth. She can do this thing of what she thinks, you're not worth me showing myself to, or you're not worth the time. Like, do you know what I mean? I've been guilty of that kind of thinking, so I totally get it. There's loads of memes around this, and it's funny. We don't want to be memeable, but it is funny to be memeable. Of Aquarius talks a lot. I talk a lot. But there is this kind of sense of whatever is revealed is thought out, right? And you can sit there and listen to an Aquarius for an hour. Trust me, I can talk for an hour, right? Just sat there talking for an hour, saying, talking about this, that, and the other. These are my ideas. These are my whatever. This is what, you know, story from the past. These are my friends. This is what I've just done. All the shit that you guys listen to that I come out with. But sometimes you can go away and think, what do I actually know about Jay? excuse me, what does she actually tell me about herself? What does she tell me about how she feels? What does she tell me about what she loves or whatever? And nothing. A lot of the time it'll be nothing. So this, because it's the King of Cups and it's more of a kind of intimate revelation, right, of showing who we are. So this is a deeper connection, but you may feel comfortable doing it one-on-one. Take a leaf out of Leo's book, right, than you do out of doing it in a group dynamic. But hey, because sometimes I think it can be easy. It doesn't necessarily mean it's better to go in front of a group and do it. I learned that very quickly when I started doing Aquarian Insight videos, in that my viewers on like YouTube and stuff, when I was posting these, they knew more about me, as little as I was sharing, they knew more about me than the people that I was the closest to in my life. I was going through a lot of changes at that time. And I thought, that's not right. Like, I want my loved ones to know. So I'd spent more time sharing of myself with them. That feels like that kind of kicked up a few notches. So it is time to come clean, right? And I don't mean like confessions. That might be a confession, but it's very telling. You got the Two of Cups, mutual support there with this guy. It's putting it all out there. From a very kind of intimate, and because you can, right? Because you can. Yeah, because you can. You know, talking about your emotions. Yes, Aquarians do have them. Talk about your feelings. Anyone in the world. That's what we feel the judged. We feel judged for the most, right? Because we're uncomfortable with them. Like, that's because when we're the most vulnerable, that's when we feel the most uncomfortable with sharing those parts of ourselves. And that's the kind of true strength of this. If this zebra card talked about being a visionary, that's the visionary. But if you look at this, there's something about the values giving us stability as we move forward. But here, this little cup's coming up here. That is spiritual growth. That is emotional growth. And I think this is the perfect season to do it, Aquarius, if you're going to do it, because you don't have to justify anything. You don't have to justify it. You know, I feel this. Why do you feel that? Why does it matter why I feel that? That's how I feel. And not to be cagey, not to be secretive, you know, because the King of Cups can do that, right? But remember, anything that takes you out of the feeling of it and into analysing it, because this is what ends up from that Ten of Swords. You will always be proven right. So check what your belief is as you go into a situation, if this is around people, when you talk to people or do whatever. If you have that story that, oh, everyone's going to get triggered by me, everyone's going to get triggered by you, because you're on the lookout for that. So you will only spot Five of Cups, right? You will only spot the people that are triggered by you. You won't spot the people that support you and stuff. If you're like, you know, the world is ready for this, or I know I just haven't said it, that if I said it, I think some people would understand me. Not everyone, of course, but some people would. Some people have to like support me in this. You will find the people that support you in this. So that is the first thing I'm going to say to you, is check what you are bringing into any situation. But if you have a look at this, right, there's almost like a fool-like energy around this, but emotionally. We've got the King of Cups, who's got, like, he knows how he feels and he's ready to share it. But the Page of Cups is with innocence. It's guileless. It's an inspiration as well. Three of Pentacles. This card's been coming up a lot. You've got Three of Cups, Three of Pentacles. This is about how well you play with the other puppies, Aquarius. When we have a great vision, it's not just about completing it all ourselves. Yes, we must move in a different way. Yes, we must do our part, say what we see. And maybe the role for Aquarius is to have the vision, you know, for everyone, wherever Aquarius is in their chart, right, is to have that vision and to be honest about that. That's what they have to share. This is my vision, not prediction, vision. This is the utopia that I see. This is how I love humanity. This is what I see of where we can go and what we can do. And, you know, it could be the Capricorns figure out, okay, well, this is what we're going to do around that then. right? The Taurus is like, this is what we're, how we're going to build this. Leo is, this is how we showcase it. Don't worry, I got you. This is how we're going to go and tell people. So we are not alone. That's why it's so important that that is the Aquarian thing of like, everyone has their own skills. Everyone is unique in their own way. And unique isn't just what you think. Unique is also how you feel and how you share that. And there's a part of your inner team, at least. And the only way the outside collective is going to work together, Aquarius, is if each one of us has our inner team working together. While we're still rejecting parts of ourselves, imprisoning parts of ourselves, locking parts of ourselves in the basement, doing whatever, that shit will keep happening in the world. That's my vision. That will keep happening. Why do I show up and do this? Because the more and more of us who recognize and take responsibility and accountability for who we are, right? And proceed in new ways. Hold both of our light and darkness within ourselves, right? The more that happens collectively. Because it cannot happen collectively unless it happens individually within each and every single one of us. So imagine a world, not everyone walks around naked, but hey, but where everyone just, a feeling is just a feeling. It doesn't, there's no story attached to it. There's no justification needed. There's not even any action needed on it, right? It's just, this is how I feel. And it's okay for me to feel that. And that feeling inspires something. And I talked about this with Sag. Even where you have like, hatred and anger and rage and being triggered and being offended and all of this wonderful stuff, right? We take ownership of our own. And so when we come across someone who's triggered and hateful and all the rest of it, we can still be a friend to them, Two of Cups. If you're on Discord, you've heard me say this on there, that the world doesn't need more gurus and teachers and all of that kind of stuff, right? The world needs a friend. That's what we need. We need friends. And I mean like an Aquarian friend. Because what do friends do? They accept us for who we are. They just accept us. Think about it. There's probably things that your ex couldn't do, but your friend can do it. And, you know, there's things that our friends let us get away with that somebody else wouldn't. We build it strong together. But it's the awareness of the inner team and the outer team, mind, body and spirit, right? Of the spirit part, of the emotional part. How do we feel about our own emotions, and how do we share them? Because, and you'll see this reflected in your relationships. Anyone, this is not the season to go hide out, right? Go speak to people, anyone. Whatever comes up within you is a gift. I mean, that's the Queen of Cups, but the King of Cups too. Like, you will know what your power is. You will know what is inspired from you when you look at that feeling that comes up. Then you will know what you're building together. Three of Pentacles is a really powerful card. And part of my thing, you know, when you're looking for support, and I said that I've had a whole journey around this, that was my realization end of last year, coming into this year, is, you know, when we want support, right? And anyone will give you fucking advice. Like, that's, we're all built for that because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel helpful. Right. If something's going on with you, I immediately kind of jump in to try to help you fix it because it helps, makes me feel good, makes me feel like a good person, whether it's helpful to you or not. And so for a long time, I couldn't identify, how exactly do I want support? What is it that I want support with? How can people support me? Because a lot of the time when I open myself up to be supported, it just annoys me. Right. And you guys have seen me publicly like get annoyed with support. But what I realized was, unless someone is building something with you, they can't support you anyway. They can't support you. So, you know, if you're trying to, I don't know, like build a cathedral or something, right? Someone coming in and saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, don't do that. Like, it's gonna, just going to cause you heartache, pain, loss, whatever. Don't do that. To them, they're being supportive. That is not helping you to build what you're trying to build. That is not being of service to you. Because it's not giving you, it's not supporting you in what you're trying to do. So remember this, that if anyone is trying to deny who you are, wants you to be different than you are, or if you're having to flip the script, you're doing that to others, that's not supportive. That's not how we can build things together. And the only people that can truly support you are those that they may not have your own same vision as you. They don't need to have your vision. If you are the visionary, that's your job. Every single one of the Three of Pentacles has their own job. So if it's your job to have the vision, right, then nobody else needs to see that. You don't need to convince people of the vision. I wouldn't need to, I wouldn't know where to begin to tell an architect of, yeah, that doesn't look good, or that's shit, or I don't know, like, shouldn't you put the toilet somewhere over, like, how would I know? I don't know. I haven't done anything in architecture, so why would I tell them that? But I will support them in their job, saying, yeah, that, you know, give them the information that they need, ask them what they need from me, what do you need from me to do this? That's how we support each other. That's how we build things together. We recognize that's not our job, that's somebody else's. Now, why is this Ten of Swords in the future? Actually, you know what? I want to get one from this. Because we did get the Tower there. Remember, the Tower liberates us from what is keeping us trapped. And this is a liberation to go act on something. Or Knight of Cups. This is the big, bad, sad story from our past. Or the inner critical voice that prevents us from following a dream. But prevents us to being... Wow. I'm going to say again, take nothing else from this reading. Take this one thing. When you get Nine of Swords, Ten of Swords, those kind of cards in the future, that is a projection. Any situation that you are going into, anything, right? Really check the story that you have about it. Please check the story that you have about it. Like, people are this, situations are that. Most people do this, like, you know, and I'm going to take that bloody to heart and check my own. As you're going in for a job interview, right? That story of, oh, nobody hires people like me, right? You know, that. Because all of this is all of that, is what I'm describing. The Nine of Swords in the future is always a projection from the present. It's where we've gone too far. It's a fear of how we'll be received. So this reading feels like a rock in a hard place. You're stuck doing something that you're tired of, right? Whether that's listening to, I don't know, whoever, how you show up around people, whatever it is. But no one's making you do that. It's your own stories about how you will be received. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's the magician. It's the communication. It's the energy that we put out there. You know, it's something I learned when, we're talking about 20 years ago, when I worked like in a call center or something. And I don't know who said it to me, but no matter how your call went before, no matter how it went, even though they can't see your face, they can't do whatever, take a deep breath before the next call, smile, right, you know, and answer the call with that smile. The person will kind of hear it in your voice. Whereas if you, you know, if you get one bad customer and you go on every single other customer after that, because we're going in with that energy, that antagonizing, oh God, this person's going to piss me off. Yeah, they will piss you off. It feels like something really silly and really stupid, but really be mindful of it, guys. Because it's almost like this is about receiving gifts. But if we're going in thinking that we're going to receive shit, then we will receive shit, right? One more, please. Nine of Pentacles. I've got two packs, Me Against the World, playing in my head at the moment. Eight of Pentacles. Why am I doing that? Because the Nine of Pentacles is, well, we've got so much about support here and the rest of it. So two things. First of all, the Nine of Pentacles is the person that they've done it all themselves, right? So it is about taking accountability, ownership, what they've learned, all of that wonderful stuff. But, and it is about, you know, enjoying the fruits of your labor. That's what it talks about, enjoying the fruits of your labor. That I was I've done so much, even with this self-criticism, even with the Ten of Swords being betrayed, even being at rock bottom. Ten of Swords is that. The Ten of Swords is the past, how shit it was. And the Nine of Swords is fear of the future. So this is the rock in the hard place. And so a dreamer in the middle, they've got nowhere to go. Because the past is telling them, hey, you're going to end up like this again. And the future is certain, that's being projected out into the future. It's half the story. You've also achieved a lot. That's what the Nine of Pentacles says. You've achieved a lot as well. And you are willing to learn a lot. Eight of Pentacles. That you can be directed. Like the boat's going to go where the boat's going to go. But this guy is focused on what he's trying to perfect. Practice makes perfect is the thing of the Eight of Pentacles. There are two sides to every story. There really are. But be aware, which one are you picking? The black and white of the zebra. That's really sticking out to me. Yeah, what we give out is what we get back in. Start as you mean to go on, Aquarius. I'm going to say that. Start as you mean to go on. Ace of Cups. What is in your cup? What are you taking into this? What are you taking into this? Because you will see whatever the vision is, you will see that. Do you have a fully formulated vision? I knew it. Six of Swords. This is about moving forward. And it is about you don't know where you're going. That's the Six of Swords. They don't know where they're going, but they know where they're not going back. So if you know you're not going back, then that Ten of Swords is like, see ya, that's not happening again. Or, so what if it happens again? I already survived it once. I'll survive it again. The Nine of Swords is, if you don't know, then you don't know enough to be afraid or worried about the future. I'll be honest with you, right? This reading feels kind of very intimate, very kind of, whether it's within ourselves or what we share about ourselves. But it feels like, you know, like that drip, drip, drip of water. Right. And it can crack a rock, like, a boulder, like in half. That's what this feels like. It might be something like insignificant. It might be something like, oh, yeah, well, I'll be back next month to see what's better and what's thingy. Do not overlook this. Because it kind of feels like something that's cracked wide open. And that's the new beginning then. Then that's where the adventure begins. And next month is Taurus season, right? Next season, that's fourth house of Aquarius. So we will see, that will be the proof of the pudding. We will see what happened this season and how it transpires next month. Each season builds on each other. Like nothing will change. We don't get to skip seasons, right? We work with the energies, we grow each season. But be very mindful. Just be mindful of your mindset. Like that's what it will be. What am I taking into every interaction? How am I true to my vision? It's that question that I've asked every single person who's ever had an AMA. I always ask the same question, and so far not a single person has answered it yet. And the question is, what is your vision for the future, and how do you embody it every single day in the here and now? In your daily routine, how do you embody your vision for the future? And if we can do that, that's very liberating. It's not like, it's not confining, it's liberating. We are free to move on. We are free to focus on the things that we want to grow. We are free to not be the big fish in a small pond, right? To go out and try different things, to be the novice, to be the one that doesn't know. To start, you know, to express our feelings in a different way, to feel different things. There you go, my lovelies. Those were your messages. I love you guys very much. I hope you let me know how you get on by the end of the month. I would love to know. But that's all for now. Goodbye.